SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Friday night, heading into the weekend on the grid. Very busy Friday night. We've got NBA playoff games. We've got Stanley Cup playoff games. Everybody's playing in baseball because it's a Friday night. A lot of action there. Heading into the weekend, we got the golf. See who's in the lead there going into the weekend. So very, very busy as always. Got some football stuff too. A couple football things that we could kick around as well. Joe sent me some stories today of a few things he wants to chat about as well. Mike Carver here with you, along with the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go! For the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver? It's not a happy Friday. I tell you,
It's early.
Bottom of the sixth in the Brave game. That's early.
I got to tell you, I'm a little annoyed about that too, because this Falter and the Elder, I mean, they both have not been good this year, and it's almost like. You know, everybody's got somewhere to be in Pittsburgh tonight, playing basically six innings in an hour and 20 minutes flat. You know, it's just, well, what are they trying to do? They got somewhere to be, Joe? Big dinner in Pittsburgh tonight they got to go to? Like, what's the...
I don't know.
What's the problem here?
I have no idea. I thought the Braves, after pulling that game out, and I lost that bet, by the way, by a half, because the Reds couldn't score. But, yeah, it just never fails, Carver, right? You zig when you should be zagging, and that's part of the problem. Zig when you should be zagging. Well, what are you staring at? You're staring at something. What are you staring at?
I'm not staring at anything, Joe. Not staring at anything. That's all. I'm just checking some things out.
These Phillies, all these games.
Getting some things lined up. Here's what's going on, Joe. I'm getting everything all lined up. as far as right now, let's start here. Basketball tonight.
Yeah.
We got all road favorites, Joe, in these next few games. Both games tonight, both games tomorrow, all road favorites. The first road favorite is out and running. Cavs lead the Pacers 25-11 with about 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Get the pit, you know, Joe. 10.5 for the Pacers here? There's a long way to go. Like, I think the Cavs are going to win tonight, Joe. I think the Cavs are going to win this game.
All right.
But they're going to completely blow them out there in Indiana?
No, it's a 10-point game. I don't think so. I was looking at Donovan Mitchell for four threes tonight at like plus 110, and he comes right out. I didn't play it. And sure enough, he's one for one. From three. It's an 8-point game. You want to jump on the in-game number?
I just went down to 8.5. I want double digits if we're going to play it. Let's keep our eye on it. If it sneaks back across 10, then we'll... Well,
I got a free bet for the late game. So...
That must be nice. You got a free bet for the late game.
Why does that bother you? I've been getting smashed this week.
It's the handouts are just... It just never ends.
The handouts. Like, I'm donating.
You're getting handouts. What do you mean you're donating? Where am I?
I'm nothing Cardinals. 2-2 Tampa. 2-2. We got no runs in Pittsburgh. None.
Wow, and this Triolo just went yard. 2-0 Pirates. 2-0 Pirates. Here it comes, Joe. It's time. You see? You get on and things start moving. What game?
Don't talk it down. Talk it in.
Talk it in. Don't talk it down. Talk it in. Come on. Let's go
on,
here.
Sit dead red. Sit dead red, kids.
Stop
sit dead red.
Down.
Sit dead red. Sit dead red.
Oh, and look who homered for Tampa, Joe. The guy, I played him for like a week
Yandy?
And a half straight.
Yandy?
No, Lau. Brandon Lau.
Finally.
It's Lau.
Sit
Lau finally
red,
homers.
Sit dead red. Don't be afraid.
Right,
sit dead red. Come on, kid.
All right,
come
Joe,
on.
We
kid.
Got we got to get through some things without just the straight rooting.
What, the
tonight.
Football? Did you we know gotta, they put up on FanDuel these 4,000-yard passers? You could parlay them? Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they got some
like,
crazy.
And if you'd like, at some point tonight, we can look at those.
5-0 Mets. 5-0 Mets.
Another homer or somebody
no,
drove
in? No, it was bases loaded. Acuna got two in. He did something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's good. I knew that
he did,
game.
He did something, Joe. He did something.
I don't know because it was one out, bases
something.
Loaded. He got two runs in, but a guy got thrown out somewhere. So I don't know what happened. He had a single and somebody got thrown out from first. Is that possible?
Guy
trying to
possible.
Go to third?
Sure. I'd have to see the play live and not just follow the little dots on the ColecoVision to know precisely what happened
well,
there.
Well,
but,
then there you go. Put yeah. it on. Again, these Red Sox, no runs. Here we go. Red Sox.
The game just started.
Carver, give me a break. Really?
Really in the first inning?
Come on. Come on, Carver.
I mean, I
Come
get
on,
bellyache
get
in the Pirate game. They're in the sixth inning. I get bellyache about the first inning we got a bellyache?
Third inning in Boston. Kansas City.
Let the game breathe.
With the letting the game 6-0 St. Louis.
Wow. How about that?
1-1 Miami. All these games now. Can
we
get some runs in the ones
here.
That we actually need?
We missed a good number on the Pacers. It's 6.5 now.
You always want to wait. You always want to wait. You got alligator
arms. Yeah, I want the best number. I want the best number.
I know. The wheel. The wheel. All of a sudden, wheel grid. Right? This is what we're on, wheel grid.
Thunder and Nuggets play later. We'll do something with that in the second hour. We'll see if we can figure something out there. We'll talk about tomorrow's games, too. Knicks Celtics, of course. Now, second period in the hockey, Joe. Leafs came out flying again. They scored two goals in the first couple minutes, but Florida did get one back. So 2-1 Toronto. Leafs minus -120 live. Even money for the Panthers down a goal, Joe.
They lose this, stick a fork in them, right? They lose this, it's over.
I mean, you'd like to think.
I mean,
why
you're
didn't
sitting
the game
on that
stay on for me?
What are you talking about? Can we get some runs
I lost
in Kansas
the hockey. It's just,
can we get some runs in Kansas City? Like,
what
are we
the
doing
hell
here?
Is Tampa wearing tonight, Joe? You got the Ray game on?
No.
What are they wearing?
I don't know. Could this game open up? Could this game open up?
Which one, the Ray game?
No, the Atlanta game.
All right. Can this game open up? Can this game open up? Can that game open up? Can this game open up?
You know what? You know what would be nice? To sit here on a Friday night and collect. You know, do some work and collect.
I don't disagree with that. It would be nice.
Go through aggravation with you and a top lose money. That's like double negative, as far as I'm concerned.
Here
we
comes.
Actually win?
Cheerio. Hello, Cheerio.
3-0 Pirates. 3-0.
Wow. How about
McCutcheon.
That?
McCutcheon with a double. No, it was a double. Off the wall. Well, we'll take it, Carver. We'll take it.
I need a Cruz homer.
Say, here we go with the Cruz. Now it's all his pockets now. Here we go.
Yeah. I hear a lot of hooting and hollering from you and not much from
me. Hooting and hollering. Hooting and hollering.
A lot of hooting and hollering on your side.
You know what would be great?
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. You'll have to tell us after. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I got the Rays on right now, Joe. 2-2, top five. This Contreras is up against Littell.
Zach Littell?
How big did you go in this game?
11 and a half, I think. Let me see. Jeez.
Let me tell you, how about the total with the Yankees and Sacra Tomato tonight?
Yeah, 10 and a half.
Big numbers. Big numbers. Right, Joe?
Yeah, big numbers.
Big numbers. Big numbers.
I don't know if I want to dive right into that game, but we'll see.
Adames with a homer for the Giants. Adames with a homer for the Giants.
All right.
In Minnesota. You like that one too, don't you? You're on Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see.
I was upset.
I'm upset.
We're gonna have to turn the frown upside down. How about the should it? I told you, Pacers were to getting 10.5, and now it's tied at 32.
Don't say that.
I said it. Okay. Wow, 10.5, a big number. You know. Sure enough. Unbelievable.
It's gonna be one of these
really
days. We're gonna end the
really
week.
Unbelievable.
This. We're gonna end the week on this note with him acting like he's a wheel player.
Numbers 2.5 now. Eight points off the live number since we started the show.
I'm not even. Bases loaded here in Philly, Cleveland. Bases loaded, two outs.
Game tonight?
No. I stayed off.
Yeah, I didn't like the weather report. It said it was going to be a little cold.
With the weather. Give me a break with the weather. You know, the weather's meaningless.
Meaningless?
What? There he is.
Wow, Leafs goal 3-1, huh? Unbelievable.
On the power play. Let's go, baby.
He's talking hockey like, you know. All right. It's okay. It is what it is.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
they won the cup last year. They won the cup last year.
Tavares with the second goal. Former Islander, baby. Let's go.
I'm well aware. He's a former Islander. Well aware.
The Islander podcast with Mike Carver used to be a big hit.
Used to be a big hit.
Did you wear the hat on, or is it still going? I don't know. What do I know? I don't know hockey. Is it still going, the Isles podcast?
On hiatus.
Okay.
On hiatus. It's never officially been closed. On hiatus.
Well, that's good. Listen, here's the thing. What game could open up here? You know, one of these games that are a little dicey are going to open
up. Are you locked and loaded for Colorado coming up here in
a
few minutes?
No, not touching that game. It's scary.
Wow. Not touching the game, huh?
Nah, because all three games with Detroit blew through the total. All three. Now you got the Padres coming to town, and typically, so watch, I think they're going to tease you. Tonight will be an under, then everybody will play the under, and then they'll blow through the two games over the weekend. That's the way I think they're going to do it. So I'm not touching tonight's game. That's why I'm a little hesitant with this Oriole-Angel game. Angels have been giving up runs left and right. Now here comes the Orioles that can't hit all of a sudden. Orioles can't hit anymore.
Could all change fairly quickly, Joe.
I guess Styrofoam, two outs already, top seven. I mean, what is Atlanta just swinging? What are they doing?
They obviously have no interest in the game tonight. No interest. Had a couple comeback wins against the Reds, and they're shutting it down. That's it.
It's incredible.
You know what we call Joe?
The inning gutless. Just started. There's two outs already. I mean, like, now, no working counts, no taking strikes, balls, nothing. We're just swing, make contact. I mean, it's a 3-0 game.
Completely gutless.
They have how many hits tonight, this gutless team? One? Two hits. I'm two just hits curious tonight. Because I looked at the weather too there, and it's cold, it's raining, and I said everybody is going to bet the under. I'll take the over. So why if you're concerned about the weather in wherever you were talking, why weren't you concerned about the weather in Pittsburgh with 46-degree weather tonight? Just curious. Mr. Weatherman.
Because sometimes.
With the Doppler, with the two things going around. Whoop, whoop,
sometimes
whoop.
There are other factors that come in, such as.
You thought they were using the corked balls tonight? A
lot of times I'm blaming the pitcher, Joe, going after the pitcher.
Manfred didn't call you up and
said. All this Simpson does is bunt on Tampa. All he does is try to bunt this Simpson. Drives Joe nuts. It's like an out in the line. It's just a guy in the lineup. There's no shot that anything big's going to happen when this guy's up. No shot.
I think the Miami-Chicago game is going to open up. You want to take a shot?
No.
Okay. Means I got life. That's all I wanted to hear.
Go ahead. Go get in. What's the number right now?
7.5. They just locked it on me. See? They know. They know. They know I'm gunning for them. Keep tacking a 7.5 on me. I'll take it. I'm not afraid. Come on. Put it back up. I dare you.
Tell them. You're not a scared.
Come on. Come on, hot shot. 2-1.
You ain't scared.
2-1. Put it. 8.5 now. Yeah, you're gutless. Gutless books.
Calling the book gutless, going right after the gutless book. Yeah. All right, we'll come back, Joe. And I got to get a couple of other things involved with you as well, including the golf, as we'll tell you who's in the lead heading into the weekend.
Well, how's Toasty doing? How's Toasty? All my guys, how are they doing?
Might want to know how he's doing in Myrtle Beach this weekend. Might want to know. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159 here with you. All right, Joe, a couple things. While we were away. So Toronto had scored to make it 3-1. Florida responds with a Reinhardt goal. So almost immediately, about a minute and a half later, Reinhardt scores to get it back to 3-2. So that, of course, changes the numbers a little bit, Joe. You now get, let's punch this back up here for you. Actually, 3-3 I've got. Florida ties it at 3. Look out. Look out. 3-3. Panther goal. Vinny Viola, Joe. Vinny Viola. I'm on him tonight. Come on. We're on him, Joe. Vinny Viola.
I'm in the baseball. Let's go.
Florida now minus 215 live, plus 164 for the Leafs. 9.5 now, Joe, with 6 on the board.
9.5?
9.5.
It's, come on, 3-3? That's 4 more goals.
That's 4 more goals. That's good math.
I thought you were going to tell me Atlanta-Pittsburgh was 3-3. This gutless Brave team.
No.
You know, that's too good to be true.
That game continues to just fly along. They're in the bottom. They're going to the bottom of the 7th. 3-0 Pirates. And you think that's bad, Joe. How about 2-1 Detroit? They're in the bottom of the 8th already. Started the same. Everybody's looking to go home tonight. Bottom 6. Can the Wood Doctor go yard for the Nats here? Down 6-0? Can we get the Wood Doctor?
Yeah, why not?
Come on. Here comes this Yelich now from Milwaukee, too. Yelich. 5-1 Mets. 1-0 Cleveland over the Phillies. 2-1 White Sox lead the Marlins. 1-0 Twins. And actually, would they take the Adamas Homer off the board? I got a notification that Adamas homered for the Giants, but it says 1-0. I'll have to check into that.
I guess so. Would they review it?
I don't know. All I did was get the pop-up that he homered. I get that on the MLB home run thing. Padres and Rockies start in about 10 minutes. Now, you say you want nothing to do with that game. That's what you said.
No.
Why? I'm going to take a shot. Can I ask you why?
Because I just feel it's a game everybody's going to jump on the over. I don't know. I'm zigging when I should be zagging. You know, it's probably good, but I don't know. I just don't have a good feel lately.
This Santazella is a total hack.
Who?
This guy going
Santazella.
Santazella, the guy starting for Colorado, he stinks.
Mm. What's he from the neighborhood? This guy.
Yeah. You could say that.
Santazella.
Meanwhile, Cavs back up 5, 41-36. It's crept back up to 6.5, Joe. We got to keep an eye on for this 10. It gets to 10 again, we go.
All right.
All right?
Yeah.
Gets pumped up to 10. We're going to make a move on it.
Okay. All right.
Two-unit play, Joe. Two-unit play.
Two units. How many units you want to do? I want to do a full unit.
Two units. A two-unit play. You asked about the golf. The golf right now, as they go into the weekend. Man, this Milwaukee team stinks. Your boy, Killa Keith Mitchell at 12 under is in the lead. Irish Bears second at 11 under. Sepp Straka, 10 under in third place. Then, like, a bunch of guys at 7 under, Joe. Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, Colin Morikawa, Akshay Bhatia, Siwoo Kim, Patrick Cantlay are all right there. Now, where was Toasty? Right. Toasty had a good first round in Myrtle Beach. I guess he didn't have a great second round. Where did he go, Joe? What, did he completely drop off the board? Wow, he was miserable today. Shot 4 over. Now minus 2. Just barely made the cut.
All right.
Wow.
Oh, man, Corver. Let me tell you.
Tough scene.
Tough scene all around.
Next week's a major, Joe. PGA Championship next week.
Toasty's going to win it.
Man, you got to be kidding me. This Soto homers again for the Mets? You know, I will say, Joe, that's one spot, I'll tell you. I'll tell you when I come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You know, as I was going to say to you here, Joe, and it's funny because, look, we have some fun with this stuff. You know, you just about 15 minutes ago, you said it to me like, oh, the weather, you know, the weather. You know, who cares about the weather? The weather doesn't matter. That's not entirely true. Okay, it can have an effect. But I will tell you, there was a game tonight that normally I love going after this pitcher. I love going after him. And that's the Jameson shots of Tyone on the Cubs. I like going after him. He gives up a lot of home runs. But I stayed away from it completely because all the charts and graphs, weather people said it was a bad night for hitting at Citi Field. You know, it's been raining all day in the New York area. It's been dreary, wet, you know, no air pressure, all the nonsense mumbo jumbo that they give you. So I stayed away from it. And sure enough, you know, homers everywhere. I mean, how about it? Lindor, Beatty, McNeil, Soto, Tucker homered for the Cubs. There's been 5 homers in a game. Like, a game that they said wasn't great for homers. Now, again, when they tell you the games that are great, sometimes they don't get any in them. So, you know, it just goes back to, Joe, I know a lot of people look at this stuff. You know, you use the data. You look at the data. But you don't have to always live and die by the data. I think you use it as a tool, Joe, but you can't just, you know, just hard fast, you know, I'm sticking to this. Because you get a situation like that. You know, everybody said, oh, there's not going to be a lot of home runs in the Met game tonight. There's been 5. You know, it's just, you know, they're saying that the ball's going to fly out of Sacramento tonight, right, with the Yankees and the A's. It'll be all 4 home or 5. Might be 1. you know, the whole night. You just, it's, you don't want to live and die by it. You just use it to as much advantage as you can.
I'm happy you said that, actually, because I did jump it on in-game over 9.5, and now that I know that you're not on it, I know I have a shot to get over the 9.5. I feel very good now. It's the best thing you told me all night. That's the, I didn't know. I didn't. Now I feel good. I feel like a pressure taken off my chest. Like I feel, but you perked me right up. That you're not on this game. We got a shot. All right. Let's try and come on. Can we put our heads together and try to come up with something? Don't shake your head. Come on.
It ain't right. It ain't right. I'm sitting here. Actually, instead of us just, you know, for 5 minutes just yelling, come on, get it over here. I try to, like, you know, break a little something down for you, give you a little something to chew on, and that's what you give me back. It's oh no, I'm glad. Now I know you weren't on it. You know, that's just.
Come
you
on,
know, what is that?
That's great.
What is
that's
that?
That's great. Well, because no, I knew something was holding me back. I look at all these games, Atlanta, Pittsburgh. I thought I had it dead to rights. Sure enough, you're on that game. We go down. It's like we put a cinder block in the boat, and we just, you know, we started out 15 feet underwater. And then all of a sudden, I look at another game, Tampa Bay, Milwaukee. Sure enough, all of a sudden, we're like stuck in quicksand.
Well, that's the game. That's a game that was on the chart for balls are going to fly out tonight. It's a hot night. There's wind going out. There's all the balls. It's a plus-plus home run night in Tampa for these teams. And what has there been? One, right? Lau is the only one so far. One homer.
So it's good, right? In the sense of now for me, right? A contrarian better. Now I feel good. At least I got maybe one under my belt, and maybe I could steal two more to win a parlay. That's the way I look at it.
I got this Caminero, though. He's up now for Tampa. Can this Caminero homer?
He sucks.
He's homered. Homered last night. Rang the bell last night.
He sucks. He just sucks. Caminero. I saw him last night. Although he did get a hit.
He rams it right up. You know what, right? I hope he gives you the business right here against this Quintana. I hope he sticks it off the bull's rear end out there in left field. I really do.
Bull's rear end. Let me tell you something. You know who's made the leasing list? Both of these pitchers in Red Sox and Royals, they're pitching like this is like all of a sudden like we got Pedro Martinez and what's the guy who was the beast for the Royals back in the day? What was his name?
Kevin Apier.
What was it? Apier.
Brett Saberhagen.
No, Saberhagen was a Met. I mean, no.
He was a Royal, too, Joe. I mean, yeah. Saberhagen was a Royal before he was a Met.
No, I'm thinking after Saberhagen. Apier, yeah. That guy. That hack.
He wasn't exactly Cy Young. I mean,
it was the best. You know. When they won that. Don't get me started. When they played in the series, who was their starter when they played in the series?
In 1985?
No.
Apier wasn't on that team.
No. When they played in the series, in the 2000s, didn't they play in the series?
Oh, when they beat the Mets in 2015?
Yeah.
They had, hold on a second. The Royals, here we go.
What'd they have? Who was their ace?
Well, ace would be strong. Would probably be strong to say that. 1 second here, Joe. Let me pop that up. It's not easy. 1 second. You got to talk for a minute, Joe. Come on.
All right. We got to run around in top of the eighth here with Atlanta. That would be great. I'll tell you. That would be fantastic. By the way, did you see the report about Bill Belichick today? Did you see that?
I was gonna get to you. There's no way we finish that in 90 seconds or 2 minutes. We gotta do that to start.
I'm giving updates on the baseball. You start laughing. I go to football. Right. Listen, next segment.
They had Yordano Ventura was
from the neighborhood.
One of their stars. Yeah, from the neighborhood. They had Johnny Cueto, who I remember they traded for that year.
Yeah, Cueto.
Edison Volquez. They didn't have any big time. Then Yordan Ventura again, Cueto. Those are really the guys that they went with in that run. The night they beat the Mets, Volquez pitched game one of the World Series. Cueto threw a complete game in game two. Ventura started game three. Chris Young started game four. And Volquez pitched game five, the clinching game, when they beat the Mets in 2015. They did not have big-time starters in that.
All these games are going to be unders tonight. I mean, look at this. 3-0. The Braves have a runner on first. Can we get something going? 6-0 St. Louis. Nationals giving you absolutely nothing right now. Runner on first.
Zero.
What do you need in the Tampa game? I mean, I need a lot. It's first.
I need Caminero, who hit a single. Caminero did get a hit when he was just up, but he didn't get a homer. So,
I mean, there's just no base runners here in Boston, Kansas City. Not one. 1-0 Houston. I don't know if are we on Ellie tonight? No. So watch. Guaranteed he's going to go yard. Guaranteed Ellie goes yard tonight.
I'm not on. Yeah, not on Ellie. Thought about
his numbers,
but not on him.
He's going to go yard tonight. Watch. The guy got up in extra innings. The hack couldn't even get a hit for me. Guy's such a hack.
You get all over this guy, man. I get all over
anybody when I don't have any.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You know, there's just so many hacks out there, Joe. There just really is.
I told you. I've been telling you that for weeks now. You don't get it.
Hack central.
Guys get up first and second, second and third. They can't even put the bat on the ball, these guys. Look at this. I mean, two shots to move the runner over and score some runs. They get nothing.
I guess Olsen made out, too.
Yeah, Olsen. Dead to rights. Dead to rights.
It's completely gutless, Joe.
I mean, all these games are flying through. Like, where are all these people? 3-0 Cleveland. First and second, they're still hitting. I got that game on. What happened? Of course, I didn't bet it.
Speaking of Cleveland, Joe, Pacers getting 10.5 now, down 13, with under 4 minutes to play in the first half. You want to take the 10.5? I told you I'd be good with 10.5.
Coming right back to where it was. You want to take the 10.5 again? How many times are they going to make a run? How many times?
All right, we're going to go right back to what we talked about earlier. You think they're going to get completely blasted at home tonight?
Now, 3-2 Tampa.
Forget it. I'm out of it.
Bases
I'm out of the
in
basketball.
Cleveland. Bases,
at the top of the next hour, we'll do the Thunder.
Bases loaded. Bases loaded for Cleveland's tonight. Cleveland's the game. Should have known. Philly's hot, you know, playing overs every night. Here we go. This is going to be the game. Incredible. All of a sudden, Nola's not so tough.
This Brewer manager, Murphy, Joe, he's hot, man. He got thrown out of the game. He's giving this ump the business. He's getting his money's worth. He's giving him the point. He's pointing in his face. He's giving him all of it, Joe.
What are you watching? I have bases loaded.
In the Tampa game?
Oh, you said the Milwaukee game.
Milwaukee's playing Tampa.
Cleveland. Cleveland scored 4-0.
4-0 Cleveland, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Is Tampa still batting?
4-3 Panthers. Vinny Viola. Come on, Joe. Vinny Viola. Let's go.
Vinny, we have a
Don't
base
talk
runner.
It down,
I can't
talk it in.
Talk it in. I've been beat up with that mantra lately. Don't talk it down. Talk it in. Yep. Here we go. Scoreless through five in Kansas City. Nice. Must be nice. All right. Okay.
Scoreless through five, huh?
Yep. I mean, these Braves, you want to talk about just walking through the motions? Totally gutless team. Really. Totally gutless. What a gutless performance tonight.
Ready, Joe? Three batter, Chalk City home run parlay tonight. All your favorites, okay? Chalk
City. Tonight?
Tonight in the late games in the baseball. You ready?
Judge.
I left him out because he's too. I mean, he's under two bills. I can't do it. He's like 165. It's ridiculous. I have him in the DK King of the Diamond nonsense. So I have Judge in that. Gunnar Henderson.
Yeah.
Cal Raleigh.
I saw the Carver soldiers. Raleigh, you want Raleigh tonight, Carver? You want Raleigh?
Yeah. Gunner, yeah. And Ohtani, bell cows, Joe, bell cows, late night, Friday night, bell cows. What do you think of that? It's a bell cow night.
Bell cow night. All right. Okay. Ellie's going to be getting up maybe this inning.
Yeah, he can't, yeah. Joe. That'll stick a knife in us if he homers tonight. We just can't. We can't take that kind of that right now. That's just not good for us. I won't be able to take it.
I tell you, you know,
and Matias
you
think Matias has got
Toronto?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This awful UFC card tomorrow night.
Yeah, he'll talk about it in a second. Yeah, he's got picks, but he's on Toronto tonight. You could tell him how his voice goes high. Go Maple Leafs! Go Maple Leafs! He can't wait. We're talking baseball, basketball. He can't wait. Go Maple Leafs!
Hey, it's playoff time, baby. Tonight. You know what I mean? You got to have the priorities straight. It's playoffs. But we got UFC picks. It's playing lots of time, lots of ways to make money for the UFC card. Let's go.
All right, because it's a bad card.
It's a bad card, but it pays the same when you pick the right way. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter who's fighting; you can bet on it.
Pays the same, Joe. It goes. You said it. Pays the same.
Yeah, Duplessis still owes me. Has he lost yet? That hack.
Duplessis. No, he hasn't. He's a reigning champion. But yeah. No, it's going to be a fun card. It's going to be a fun card. And you know what? I love the dog in the main event tomorrow, JDM, Jack Della Maddalena. I think he actually gets the job done, man. Jack Della Maddalena. This guy's a fighter. I love him. I've been following him since the Contender Series.
The Macarena?
Yeah, man. I think he's going to beat up Bilal Muhammad. I think he's going to land those hands, and he's going to hurt him. Bilal's going to be going for takedowns, and I think Jack's going to be able to get back up.
What the hell happened to Aldo today? What the hell happened to Aldo?
He didn't make weight. He didn't make weight. And then they told Zahabi, you know, hey, don't worry about it. Stop cutting weight. So, you know, that's what Aldo does. You know, respect to Aldo. He's the king. So he's fighting. I'm going to watch. I'm not going to talk that smack. But, hey, I'm going to take Zahabi, man. I'm taking the Canadian. Yeah, I'm taking him. I'm taking the Canadian plus money. You know, although with a bad weight cut, he couldn't make it. He was tearing up his body. So I'm taking the Canadian for sure. I like Team Canada tomorrow. I like a lot of the Canadian fighters tomorrow on this card. I think Canada's damn well in Montreal.
There you go.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 159. Great to have everybody with us on a Friday night. We still got to get to this Belichick thing. We've got to do a parlay for the Nugget Thunder game. A lot happening. Back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Our release is SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Good to have you with us. So 4-0 Cleveland, Joe. Mm-hmm. On top of the sixth. Phillies look lost here tonight. 6-1 Mets, top of the sixth. Mm. By the way, that homer that Kyle Tucker hit, that was the first home run allowed by Clay Holmes this year. Clay Holmes, who we all laughed at, the Mets signed Clay Holmes to be a starter. It's actually worked out really well for them. First time he's given up a homer tonight. in that one. 4-3, Panthers lead the Leafs now. Late second period. Halftime in Indiana, Joe.
Yeah.
Cavs are up 21.
It's over.
What do you got to say? What are you going to say? Go ahead.
It's toast. It's over. 7-0 Cardinals. They have bases loaded.
Jovan's up. Getting 18 and a half.
Not going to, Carver, they're going to get.
You're lose by 20 at home? Going to lose by 20 at home?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. I'm not chasing it. How many does Mitchell have from three?
Completely let go of the rope at home, you're saying.
Yep. Completely let go of the rope.
Mitchell's got two.
Yeah, figures. Unbelievable. That's where we're at.
What are you going to play him for?
Four threes. Plus 110.
Four threes, figures. Huh?
Yeah, he'll probably stop shooting. Doesn't matter. They're up 21. He's 8-0. This is the game. 8-0 St. Louis. Still bases loaded. Atlanta, runner on third. No outs. Could they actually threaten here?
No.
No? Okay. All right.
Can it get back around? Can it get back around for Ozuna and Olsen to hit? Can it somehow? Can they get another crack?
Probably not. We got no shot tonight.
They'd have to tie the game for that.
I was so excited for tonight's card, and it's just completely dead.
You texted me 2 days ago. You thought this was a big card. You thought this was the night.
It's going
to happen tonight. Tonight's the night. He said, Friday night slate, look out.
Yeah, look out, all right. Getting smashed.
Getting smashed. Amazing.
And the one total I didn't take, St. Louis and Washington. There you go. Unbelievable.
Still scoreless in this Kansas City game, too, huh?
Yeah.
What's going on with what, Joe?
This Atlanta game, did they switch pitchers? They got a runner on third, nobody out. One out as we speak. It's unbelievable. Murphy grounded out to third. Can't even get the guy. Can't even sack fly it. It's amazing. Harris, this Hack Harris is up. Michael Harris.
Harris the Hack?
Harris the Hack. Only on Carver and Lacey grid. So, that's it. I'm aggravated tonight.
Look, and we got some good opportunities in these late games. I'm telling you.
What opportunities do we have?
Dodger game could get a lot of runs. This Yankee A game in Sacramento is going to have a lot of runs. Yeah. I think that the Baltimore-Anaheim game is going to be sneaky.
Is there one game you don't like in the late? Wait, is there one game you don't like? What game don't you think you get to the over in?
I think you could get to the over in Seattle.
3-1 Pirates. 3-1 Pirates.
Yeah, but they got nobody on now.
I know. This Verdugo, this hack.
Oh, and it's the ninth inning. It's over. Yeah. I mean, this is finished.
Oh, look, it's over. We can't wait to say it. It's over, Joe.
Oh, you think I'm happy at what happened here?
Yeah, I think I'm
Carver and Lacey Sports Group Radio, Sirius XM 159. We'll talk to you after this.